I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
405 DGS. Man, I love Huey Lewis. That was a whole thing, man.
What?
So what would that have been, like 84, something like that?
Yeah.
Like when MTV just hit, that was just like...
What's his album called?
Sports.
Yeah, Sports.
I like Sports.
I like the Sports.
I listen to Sports.
He played at Lou Fest in like, I want to say 2017.
Mm. Did you see him? Cool.
Caught a little bit of it.
He has Parkinson's, is that right?
I don't know.
Something.
Does he? It's sad. Hello, Dave.
It's the power of love.
Dave, I have a question for you. Is there like
Yui has some disease.
Here it is. Meniere's disease.
Yeah, his ears.
M-E-N-I-E-R-E-S.
It's his ears, yeah. So he can't really sing anymore.
Makes him dizzy and hearing loss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I have a question for you, Dave.
Is there
like a bunch of mold or something in the air? Because we all keep sneezing and watery eyes, and I'm just wondering if it's an allergy week.
There's two things that it could be. One is mold. We haven't had a lot of rain lately. Usually the mold spikes right after rain. I'm really going to go with ragweed at this point because we are in the heart of the ragweed season and it doesn't really disappear until our first hard freeze. I'm going to guess it's the ragweed.
Okay.
Can we do an experiment?
Sure.
Okay. This is embarrassing. I don't know if anyone else out there has done this. I'm going to put my mask on. Okay.
Alrighty.
Hold on. Let me take my...
Over your eyes? That's weird.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to smile at you. Hi. I realized at some point that when I smile, I crinkle my eyes. And I'm so lazy that now when I'm in like a grocery store, I've just started crinkling my eyes at people.
Wait,
like,
really smile again.
Okay. Oh. Now I'm just going to crinkle my eyes.
You look insane. Don't
Thank
do
you.
That.
I knew I did. Damn it. I knew it. I knew it.
Do
knew
not
it.
Do that.
It's
people.
Not the same crinkle.
Yeah.
You're crinkling more, and it looks like you're staring someone down. You're about ready to jump them.
How do you do that and try to look pleasant without the smile, you
I know?
Don't know? Now you just look suspicious if you're just narrowing and crinkling your
Things
eyes.
Things just get in my head.
You can't tell when someone's smiling with a mask.
You can't?
Well... Okay, see if you can tell if I'm smiling.
Sure you can.
Because
the
eye.
Because
then
I'm
always smiling at people, and then I'm like, oh, they can't tell I'm smiling. Okay, wait.
Okay.
Sure they can.
She's smiling.
Yeah, you can tell.
Oh, you can tell?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now do just the squint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
Yeah, she looks suspicious. She looks like the Fry meme from Futurama.
Okay, so you can tell I'm smiling. Yeah. Then I'll continue to.
So, Dave, how long do we have this glorious weather?
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
Stupid.
Mike. Yeah, great weather again tomorrow, 75. Welcome to KMOX.
There's our next promo.
Wednesday. There it is.
What is
Wednesday
happening?
Is this the rapture?
What is going on?
What is happening?
Nothing. Partly sunny skies Wednesday, but a cool front comes through in the afternoon. That's going to trigger a couple of scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. Don't expect much. That's Wednesday afternoon for those who didn't really know. 78 for the high on Wednesday. Ahead of the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 65 each day. There'll be rain on Sunday.
Oh, Dave, you're really cutting out, and I let you keep going because it sounded funny, but you're really, really cutting out. Any idea what that might be?
Oh, no.
Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service. Let me,
I'm going to disconnect and come back in, okay?
Okay. We'll be waiting. All right.
We'll miss you, Dave.
All right, let's quietly wait for Dave.
He sounded crazy for a second, didn't he?
Yeah, that was nuts. Well, I felt like he was hearing something we weren't or something.
I thought I heard more than one person there for a second.
Well, he kept, all right,
like,
wait,
he kept, like, quietly laughing.
What?
Ha-pa-pa.
How's that?
Ha-pa-pa.
That better?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Ha-pa-pa.
Ha-pa-pa-pa.
Me.
I knew it. I knew someone was going to do that, I swear. I just thought in my head, someone's going to do the me.
That made me laugh. So we like to make fun of Trish, and she doesn't like it. And then over the weekend, we had a text thing going, and someone sent a Yoda, and we just all started turning on you again.
Oh, I know.
On text.
Yeah, I figured
Trish
that out.
Trish brought it up.
No, Andrew sent a meme, and I said, Yoda, I know him. Mm-hmm.
I said the dancing Yoda. He was doing like that. Yeah. He was shaking his little butt.
And then Dave said, me, and Andrew said, look at his shimmering white robe.
Right. I remember.
There she goes.
And
Dave's
I put
there?
The middle finger emoji and said, palms forward, everybody.
Is Dave still with us?
I don't think so.
Oh.
he's
Dave Murray went
gone.
Away.
All right.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
What was he saying?
He was like, he goes, no. Then he goes, pop, 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 pop.
Pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop.
Have you guys seen the Hooters deal?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Let's talk through this for a minute.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, Dave's gone. Dave'll never be on again.
He's still on if he comes back. Okay. I got him up.
I already texted Matt Chambers. So Hooters, most of us have been there. We know the gig. We know the deal. And I guess they came out with a new pair of shorts, which strangely during this time of Me Too were even smaller. They're like bikini bottoms, I guess.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
And a lot of people complained, and now they've taken them away.
Almost like a thong.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here are my thoughts. Hooters sort of seems anachronistic at this point, but it's a private company. We all know what it's based on. If you go to work at Hooters, you kind of know what you're doing there. And so
I'm back.
Okay. We're talking about Hooters.
I found the
perfect.
That's why I came back so quickly.
That's what I thought. What was the problem?
I believe I was on a internet extension rather than the direct line into the internet.
Ah, that'll do it. What was that little sound you were making? Like that. Is that like a thing that broadcasters do?
Not that I know of. Maybe it's just, I don't know.
Was it even you?
I don't think it was.
Is there anyone in the room with you?
No, just the dogs, and they're not snoring.
So what do you guys think about that? Let's say that a woman goes into Hooters, and she says, I want to work here, but I'm not wearing the outfit. Well, that's
what the outfit is. That's what the outfit is. But I had conflicting thoughts, because I did, one of the girls quoted who worked there said, when I was hired, it was this uniform, and now they're changing it.
That's
so
fair.
That's where I was like, okay, I totally see her point.
I've seen a few, like, people on TikTok saying this, and that seems to be the prevailing thing. It's like, look, these were the way that the shorts were, the way that the shirts were, and that's fine. I signed up for that. I did not sign up for, as you said, what is basically like a bikini bottom.
No, they've reversed, right? They've said, okay.
They've said you can wear the old shorts if you're more comfortable. But I would assume if you were hired in with the underwear bottoms, you're probably going to be expected to wear those. And you won't have the old shorts, like, on hand to wear.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's like you guys said, if that's what you're hired in as, you probably know that that's the deal. But, I mean, I think any of us would also be upset if one day they were like, you can't wear pants to work anymore. That would be upsetting.
Actually, Dave would think that's great.
Oh, my God. There'd be a lot of work off my waist. So what do you guys think about that? Just the whole, I know it's a private company. I know there's still, like, strip clubs and stuff. But, like, for a mainstream restaurant, it does seem a bit odd that we still have that.
Well, yeah, but people are still going. Sorry.
Well, we were talking about Hooters with Skip the other day on the Sweet 16, I feel like. And I grew up not realizing that they were trying to be mainstream. It was just not necessarily a restaurant like I would go to with my mom. I just thought it was like the, you know, the girly restaurant. You go because the girls are dressed scantily clad. And then when I started going, I'm like, okay, I mean, it's kind of just normal. Like, they've got their outfits on, but the whole point is the food is good and they're not, like, too flirty or whatever. But now it kind of seems like a step backwards. It seems like they went from being the, like, ooh, look at us, look what we do, to, no, it's totally fine to come here with your dad, to back to her butt is out.
Yeah, I agree.
And the reasoning they gave for it is because millennial men apparently are not as obsessed with the chest as boomers and Gen X were. It's all about the butt. So that's why they're changing the uniform to be underwear bottoms instead of shorts.
I just think men are funny creatures, that's like the draw. Like, I need to go here because I'm going to eat wings and stare at girls with really short shorts. Like, you guys really look stupid if that's the presumption.
Yeah, and I don't think it is. And I think
don't
I always...
Don't put me in that category.
I'm just saying, like, that's what you need to go have some wings and have a really good time.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, I always thought that's why people went was to look at the girls. And then I had never been to Hooters until I joined the Dave Glover Show. And I went with Dave and Mark and Tony. And I was like, oh, of course you guys want to go. And then I went and I'm like, no, I mean, it's totally chill. The food is really good.
Oh
that's
gosh,
why they want to be
are
here.
So good, yeah.
They're not going there to hit on the 19-year-olds.
No kidding around. I go for nostalgia because every time my mom made chicken, that's what she wore.
I did not see that
just
one going.
Brings a little tear to my eye. I have a ton of show prep from last week. Can I get through some of it?
Yes.
James Gunn, St. Louisan, right?
Yeah.
Galaxy guy. He wants to do a remake of Gilligan's Island, but where the castaways get desperate and kill each other and eat each other.
Whoa.
Whoever gets the skipper will be having a good meal.
Wow.
Gilligan's skinny. You're not getting... Yeah, exactly.
Damn. Real quick, if someone says they'll be a few minutes late, how late do you think they'll be?
Five.
5 minutes.
10 to 15.
It should be five, but I think it's 10.
I'm with Rach. Same thing. Here you go, Trish. 39% of adults say that they work out 0 times per week.
40%. More than I thought.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this made me sad. Queen Elizabeth, she's 90. She's the same age as my mom. She's 90, just turned 95. And her doctors have told her she needs to give up her one nightly cocktail. Like, she had one cocktail every night,
at
same one.
She likes martinis.
Yeah, exactly. At this point, let her live.
That's the cocktail, six martinis.
No kidding, at this point. Start doing heroin. Yeah. Who cares?
Okay, do you think you should be allowed to after 90?
Yeah. Hell yes.
What, do heroin?
All bets are off.
Unless it hurts other people, do whatever you want.
When you hit 90, you should be allowed to kill anyone else over 90.
Wow.
That's taking it a step too far, maybe.
I mean, that's a little too far.
Okay, anyone else under 90.
I mean, that way you're only killing people. Oh, this sucked. Target employees got less than expected raises, and they gave them prank fortune cookie messages that said, I see money in your future. It's just not yours, though.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
what?
Awful.
Brutal. Yeah.
That's awful.
That's not funny.
What context did they get these fortune cookies?
Some young guy
goes,
this is going to be hilarious. They're going to love this.
Yikes.
Here's one of these things where I make people not like me. A 10-year-old Massachusetts named Michael Richardson has been spreading joy by standing outside his house each morning, holding up inspirational signs for people who drive by, saying things like, be happy and today is a great day.
What a horrible guy.
So annoying.
You hate him?
Yeah.
Why? He's trying,
just go
at
to
least.
School.
He's trying.
Just go to school.
No, I can see Dave driving past that kid.
Thank you.
Like, I'd egg him.
Like, put that kid in school. He doesn't need to be out there holding. Get him an Xbox.
I'm
he
so sick of this kid
there.
Spreading joy. Like,
I hear him.
Get out of
now
here.
Now he's going to get all full of himself, and he'll do something else now.
Get an addle.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
424 DGS. I know most people don't talk about advertisers, but I'm not most people. Can I tell you what bugs me about the duck-duck-goose? Mm-hmm. Duck, duck, go. Is I get the deal. I get, like, they're trying to say, like, people want to know what you're going through. But the face of the company, the spokesperson of the company, is creepily wanting to know everything about you, right? But she won't, but only because she can't. She really wants to know what you're looking at 1:15. She really wants to know what your dog's name is. She's got that fake sexy voice, and she's like, what's on your sandwich? Oh, I shouldn't know. It's creepy that the spokesperson for the company really wants to know all your stuff.
Oh, no,
I missed the mark anyhow.
I mustn't. It's so naughty for me to ask you what's on your sandwich.
Trish, you've decided that college is a scam?
I was thinking about it the other day. Remember we were in the car to the zoo? I know you remember that, but do you remember we were talking about—
How'd that go, by the way? I wasn't in the car for that one.
Oh, it was fine. We had a nice ride. Nice conversation.
Like, we're going to be like, it was terrible. I'm never riding with her again.
We were talking about college, though, and that Rachel has two associates. I have a bachelor's. And I'm just thinking, like, well, I didn't even need that. Mm-hmm. I basically wasted a lot of money. And then I was just thinking, you're quite literally buying yourself time in most cases, like, till you figure it out. And I get it's good in the social aspect of it. But if you're not going to be a lawyer or a doctor or something specialized, why do I need to waste all of this money, like, for what I'm doing now, or even like something like marketing?
Yeah.
And then I was so happy. So I was having those thoughts, and I saw this article today that more and more, because of the labor shortage, that people are going to start doing apprenticeships.
That's cool.
Where they start training people. Companies are going to, like, white collar apprenticeship programs, and like places like Google, Amazon, Salesforce are doing it. And that IBM was one of the first tech companies to offer one of these programs. So they'd go through the apprenticeship program, which I'm having a hard time saying that word for some reason. And then they get hired after that. But then they say, if you want to go higher, you're probably going to need a bachelor's degree. For what?
Yeah, you have all the on-the-job training.
I don't get it. What does this piece of paper mean? Anything I learned at this job, I did not learn in school.
Let me go farther. You guys can agree or disagree. I would say that a normal bachelor's degree, not something technical, but like the kind that I have, you could learn everything at a good high school and should. I should have came out, of Roxana High knowing everything that I graduated from SIU knowing, because it's all basics. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn anything at SIU that wasn't basics. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the basics of economics, algebra one. I have two bachelor degrees, and I didn't learn really anything.
You just wasted a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I don't get the hiring if they have a bachelor's. Like, somebody who doesn't have the degree that I have may be way better at things. Like, why is that just this piece of paper the standard? I think you just lose out on really good employees that way. And people who can't pay for it, by the way, lose out on these really good jobs, and they could probably run circles around all of us. Just doesn't make sense.
It seems like just a status quo thing. Like,
yeah,
we really only want people who can prove to us with that piece of paper. Like, maybe it's like, well, I got my bachelor's. Why don't you have your bachelor's? I wonder if it's that kind of mentality.
We should really rethink it. And I think it's also a boondoggle. I mean, a lot of people are paying $100,000 or more for a college degree. And starting out in debt, either they do or their parents go into further debt, you know, into their 50s and 60s. And I couldn't agree more. Practically, it doesn't help.
No. Mm-hmm. And they don't use any of the information they actually learned from college to do whatever job they're doing.
And a lot of people out there right now are saying, like, oh, there you go. You want us to dumb down China, Taiwan, Japan. They're all vaulting ahead of us technologically. Yeah. Technical people, I agree. I want my doctors, my lawyers, my scientists.
For sure.
Most of us are not that, you know? I've always said that law school could have been a six-month program, and it could. WashU stole 2 years of my money. All I needed was my first year. After that, it was just taking classes that you study for an exam and you forget. I had a class on federal taxation. I don't know jack crap about it. So,
like, I could see you doing 1 year and then ongoing education, like in some careers. Like, I just don't know that 4 year is necessary in a lot of them.
And it makes it impossible to, nearly impossible, I should say, to switch careers. If you ever, you know, if the decision that you made when you were 18 about what you wanted to do for your rest of your life maybe doesn't bore out the truth at 32, it's impossible to change careers because they want you to have a 4 year degree.
And we have a college professor calling us. 437 DGS. Andrew, I know you're waiting on calzones. Can you talk for a second? Can you tell me about Joe Manchin?
There's some drama with the calzones, by the way.
Uh-oh. Let's talk about that first. Is it Joe Manchin related?
It is. This is probably Joe Manchin's fault. I'm blaming most things on him these days. Is the car's just sitting there on the tracker.
Oh, that's very frustrating.
Tried to call the number. Guy didn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
Car's still just sitting there. Also, it's now this is not his fault. This is a weird DoorDash thing, but it's coming from Carondelet.
That's so just it's like 55 and Germania, kind of, or it's like 15 minutes from here.
It says 27 minutes. It said that they're going to be here in 27 minutes for about 27 minutes.
Mm.
And I'm starting to get, I'm doing that. You know how it is where it's like, it's not really that important, but it's also like really frustrating.
So does he have the food?
He should have the food. He should have had the food for quite some time now.
Does it say he's delivering or did it say he's picking up?
It's he has the food and it's coming to us.
What if he's eating it?
As of
he's taking 20
minutes
break?
Ago.
What if he's listening?
You know what? If you're listening, get back on the road.
Bring the calzone.
They should offer something. I know some of them do because I've used it. They don't offer it every time. Where you can pay extra to get a direct delivery. Bring it right to me.
Oh, where they don't make other
stops. Don't go anywhere else. Yeah.
I thought that was the deal with like these
kind of apps.
That's
what I kind of
thought,
too.
I thought they were supposed to not take multiple.
No, I'm pretty much a DoorDash guy.
Uh-huh.
And for a while, they were doing that. Like, hey, for $5, we'll come right to you. Like, okay, doing, do it. But they haven't offered it. And that I hate that when they're stopped and then they say, and they always say, like, it's a good thing. They're dropping off for some of your friends. No, yeah. They're not my friends.
I don't know those fools.
People making my calzone cold.
I don't know this guy on South Broadway.
That's one reason why I don't like it, because you don't get your food sometimes until an hour later and it's cold.
Yeah.
Like, that defeats the purpose.
Mm-hmm. I might not even want this in an hour.
I also love how much we live and die by it. And it's like, what is wrong with them? Why don't they do it this way? Da-da-da. It's like, look, we don't have to do this. Like, we don't have to order this. Right. We went years and years of our lives without doing it. But then you just become, you know, obsessed with it.
It's very true.
I think he knew why I was calling, because I'm looking on the tracker. He's trucking now.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, is he?
What's his name? Tell us his name.
No, I feel like I probably shouldn't.
I don't want him to do anything to it, though.
Or forget.
That we shouldn't bug him.
Forget Joe Manchin. I'd rather hear about Squid Game.
Oh, the
psychologist.
Yes. So this social psychologist over in the UK says that Squid Game is ruining our children, talking about like how kids have been playing. They've been watching the show and then they've been like playing the games. And specifically, there's like a school, I think it's in the UK, who their kids like they were playing like a red light, green light, which is one of the games from the show. And if they did it wrong, like they'd get hit in the face, like a kid would come over and deck them. As opposed to being, like, shot in the head like they are in the show.
Can you give us the premise of Squid Game again? I'm sorry.
The squemis of the game. The Squid Squemis is that it's these people that are playing this game to try and get out of debt. It's a game I guess I don't want to spoil everything. But they're playing a game with a prize money being millions of dollars. And they're sort of preyed upon because they're all super, super in debt. And they're all very, very destitute and poor.
Are they squids?
They're not squids. Squids have surprisingly little to do with the game, which is I was expecting more squids. But no, it's and so she's saying that it's teaching our kids to be like violent bullies, and I'm like, shut up. All right, first of all, this is in no way. It has nudity. It has a lot of extremely graphic and gory violence. This is not a show for children anyway. If your kids are watching Squid Game...
Bad parents.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about how it's Squid Game's problem if there are six-year-olds watching it. Police what your kids watch. Don't let them watch the game or the show that's full of nudity.
We've been doing this
violence.
Since the Three Stooges. Do you guys think that there has been any appreciable effect on non-crazy kids by things like Bugs Bunny, Three Stooges, Grand Theft Auto, Squid Game?
No, I would say overall... You know, it all comes down to the parenting. I had good parents. They taught me that when I played a video game where I shot somebody with a gun, I was told, like, now remember, this is like a incredibly fake simulation. You shouldn't go shoot someone with a gun. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. I can see how that would be a problem. And it's the same thing with Squid Game. It's like, all right, so you don't actually want to kill your friends if they move when you say red light. And... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, am I making any sense?
Nope. Yeah. Just kidding. You are. Nope. You are. Total. Headlines, right? Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, no, no.
I want you on Calzone Watch.
Okay.
So I need you on the wall.
Calzone Watch 2021.
All right. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. If you love wine and discounts, join the Schnucks Wine Club today. We talked about on Friday, Bill Clinton had been in the hospital for a while from a urinary tract infection. He's out. He left yesterday morning with his wife, Hillary Clinton. You can see the pics online. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which I have and which Trish has, could have been two shots all along. This came up with the discussion about boosters, saying that if you get the Johnson and if you have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you will very likely be eligible for a booster shot very, very soon. If you had Pfizer or Moderna, you're still going to have to fall into the guidelines of like you're immunocompromised or you're over the age of 65, et cetera. Johnson & Johnson, you just get moved to the front of the line because it probably should have been stronger in the first place.
It's like our second shot, that booster.
Exactly.
Yeah, my parents got the Pfizer booster. So their third one the other day, just made an appointment, went right in.
Any side effects when they got it?
Nope, nothing.
I'm hoping that the boosters are less potent because I got pretty sick whenever I got my J&J.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a fever that night and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it was a bummer.
I didn't have anything.
But, you know, better than getting COVID is the way I look at it. I'd rather have that mild of a... I mean, it wasn't fun at all. So you have to imagine that the actual virus is much, much worse. So I'll take that over the actual virus anytime. This is really exciting. There's going to be some new Picasso and Andy Warhol pieces coming to the St. Louis Art Museum. So what is this nice lady's name? Emily Pulitzer is going to be donating 22 works of art either before or at her death. So we're not getting it right away, but her family has donated tons of artwork to the museum before, and this is a really big deal. So I love the St. Louis Art Museum. I'm actually a member, so this is really exciting stuff. We have such a, you know, with the zoo and with that in Forest Park, we've got some true jewels, and it's free to the public. Really, really cool.
I should donate some of my artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you could paint something for them. You could do a showing.
I would love that. I don't have nice. I mean, I have my sister's paintings and they're tremendous. I love them, but I would love to have really nice art.
That's have like, it or do it. Or both.
No, I would love to be able to do it. Yeah, but I mean, just I just love it and appreciate it. I went to a place not too long ago and they had some local art, and it was between $500 and $5,000. I just can't. That's my gag reflex. Like I just can't.
You
pull
can't
the
pay
trigger.
For it. Yeah.
Well, I think that's why rich people collect art is because it's like, I mean, art is great, but I also think it's a way to be like, yeah, I can do it. I can. That's not a big deal to me to drop. I mean, people who pay millions for art pieces. I mean, how much money do they have?
Look, this will tell you what a floater I am. Like when I go to the art museum, I'm sure a lot of people are like this. I just can't believe that's really the
right.
Pollock.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really the Monet.
I know what you're saying.
Because I could just
right there.
Rip it to shreds or spit on it or something. And it's happened. But I just can't believe the trust that they have. Because I just don't trust my fellow man.
Nokia is re-releasing one of its classic phones. So this is exciting to me.
A flip phone?
Well, it's the 6310 brick phone, if you'll remember that. There was...
No.
Like, the legend is that you could throw this down a well and it's still going to work. It stays charged forever, super durable. And particularly when smartphones became, you know, everyone got the smartphone, you would see people talking online about how they missed their Nokia.
Okay, now I see
Yeah, just like the classic. They're going to re-release it. They're going to update it. It's going to have a bigger screen.
Is that one of yours? From the Shack?
I never sold that one. That was a little before the time. This is probably really popular in like 2006, 2007. But
gotcha.
I just thought that was kind of neat. Do we need to take a break,
So
Dave?
It is going to be a smartphone, right?
I don't think it's a smartphone.
Really? It's just the normal or what it was back then? They're just...
They've updated it a bit just because, you don't want to be stuck... Too far in the past, but I don't think it's a smartphone. Huh.
Not that you guys are lemmings and you're going to follow a fad, but if half of America went back to non-smartphones so there wasn't pressure to have them,
Ooh,
would you like to do that?
I don't know. Because I can get my email and everything. I mean, there's so many things we can... You get your bank information. I don't think so.
Yeah. Whenever I got my first smartphone, a big draw was like, I can have Words with Friends on my phone and I can have Facebook. I would get rid of every... social app, but it's pretty nice having GPS in your bank, like Trish said.
Welcome back. So we've been doing this feature where it's ask a whatever, fill in the blank. We've had morticians. We've had flight attendants. Coming up at 5, we have David Cox, who's an immigration lawyer. So anything that you've always wanted to know about immigration, how it works, how it doesn't, you can call in and ask him those questions if you have any. What do you guys think of this? Senator Cassidy, Bill Cassidy, who I don't like that much, just did a big interview, and he said, one, he's a Republican senator, said, I would not vote for Donald Trump in 2024. Interesting. And he said, I also think, given the fact that Chuck Schumer is 70, the president is 78, Speaker Pelosi is 81, Mitch McConnell is 79, he said, I think we ought to start having mandatory cognitive testing for our country's leaders at a certain age.
Mm, why wouldn't we?
Love it. I love it.
It's not, what's the downside?
It's not rude or mean or disrespectful to say that when you get into like your 80s, a lot of times you don't, but sometimes there is significant cognitive decline that can happen. It's a part of being a human being. It happens to all of us in some way eventually. It's not disrespectful or mean to say that we should try and be testing.
Isn't Feinstein the one who like, there was a story that came out a year ago that Chuck Schumer had talked to her about resigning and she kept forgetting the conversations. If it was a different person, I apologize, but that was scary to hear that, you know, this is a large part of the party, too. I mean, she's someone whose name gets thrown around a lot, to think that she's not remembering conversations or she's really in that precarious of a position where, like, they're worried about her ability to do her job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're basically taking care of all of us and our liaison to other countries, yeah, making decisions based on how world affairs go forward. I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Other people in charge, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, and I'm not saying that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was senile, but had she stepped down at an earlier point before her health got to where it was, I don't know if Donald Trump would have been picking her replacement. You know, she could have been more strategic about that, but since it's just like, I think a lot of people don't want to give up what they do, but maybe they need a little, for the good of everyone else, maybe they need a little guidance in, you know, when it's time to take a step back.
Speaking of Ginsburg, real quick, did you see the Katie Couric stuff?
Yeah.
That she
that's nuts.
Hid that RBG was talking about how disrespectful the football players were when they kneeled and a couple of other things that didn't fit the liberal agenda. And Katie Couric, I'm queen of the world, decided just to edit it out.
Yeah, she probably shouldn't have told us that, because the only person she made look bad is herself.
Right.
Herself.
I wonder why she is outing herself on all of that. Plus, it just feeds into that. Why? Just because Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on the left, why do you have to believe every single thing or agree with every single thing that party or that side does? You can have differing opinions, and that's what is lost right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.